And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:05, minus 3 right now in downtown Montreal. A little bit colder with the wind chill, but overall, the temperature, I think, this winter, we will take. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, joined, of course, by Ronnie Monk. Ronnie, thank you so much for hanging out. We always appreciate you coming in once a month to...
I love being here. It's fun for me.
Great. So we've got an awesome show coming up. I do want to let you know the numbers that you can reach us here, because Ronnie, of course, has lots to talk about. But if you have questions with regards to... some treatment, some Botox, lasers, all that kind of stuff, he'd be happy to answer. And so 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We love your first name in the text. And of course, if you'd like to reach out to Ronnie at his office, the phone number is 514-937-2757. The website is monkmd.com. That's M-U-N-K-M-D.com. And you can follow him on social media at monkmd. And actually, as per usual, because Ronnie's like a big tech nerd, he has Facebook Live happening throughout the show tonight as well, so you can ask your questions there too if you'd like. So, Ronnie, we are only a few days away, I can't believe it, from Valentine's Day, and so you have something special going on in the clinic.
We do. I wish I knew all the details about it.
Okay, would you like me to read some of the details?
You could, because you know what? I'm not 100% sure about it.
Okay, cool. So I know that that you're calling it Share the Love in time for Valentine's Day, and it's a referral program, right? So if somebody brings in a referral, then you both get some money off the treatment.
Yeah, so I believe, yeah, exactly. So refer a friend to the clinic. If you guys both do treatments, you both get, I think it's $50 towards your treatment.
That's awesome.
So the more friends you refer, the more money you can save off treatments.
It's great. Well, it's a good Valentine's Day. I like that.
Why not? We like giving away things.
Yeah, because you guys are really consistent about that, which I think is just fantastic. You guys are always coming up with innovative ways to reach out to more patients and to make you feel like you're part of the team. And you've, you know, had me over to the clinic, and it's just such a fun atmosphere. Like, everybody's happy to be there, happy to work there, and you have a great vibe. So,
you know what? This is one of the reasons why I initially went into dermatology, is because I love seeing... people happy. I love making people feel better about their appearance and about their skin. And it's the best part of my job. And so I love my job. My staff loves their job. I mean, you could tell that the office, everybody's happy there. We're really there to serve and improve people and you know, their self-perceptions. Mm-hmm. And when you love what you do, it's not work.
Oh, exactly. Right?
You know, you're on air and it's fun for you.
1,000%.
So that's, I love what I do and I'm passionate about it. And I just want to help as many people as possible, which is why we have these referral programs. Because, you know, if you're a happy client, I'd love for you to refer people, and I'd love to be able to help as many people as I can.
Which is fantastic. And if you do have, you know, questions, I know Patricia is awesome. She's your office manager. And of course, people can reach out to her at 514-937-2757. And again, monkmd.com is the website. So let's talk a little bit, I guess, about, you know, what are some of the treatments that go now? Because I know, like, when you know, you're on the air with us all year long, and we talk about sort of different seasons and different treatments that are going on. So as we're sort of in the throes of winter, what's the treatments that are happening mainly at the office now?
It's really interesting to me how seasonal my business is. Mm-hmm. And I would say winter is the best, most popular time to do lasers on the skin. Because as you may or may not know, you can't really do most of the laser treatments when you have any sun exposure, when you're tanned. So a lot of people do these sorts of treatments in the sun, in the winter, whether it's hair removal, skin rejuvenation, scar improvement. A lot of these treatments you really can't expose to the sun. So we do a lot of laser treatments these days. The other thing that we do a lot of in the winter is just what we call photo rejuvenation, which is when we use different devices like lights or intense pulse light, IPL, or sometimes we do different types of peels, but just a way to really improve skin health. So it just evens out the skin tone, takes browns and reds down, improves pore size, just makes the skin more healthy. Should everybody do these types of treatments? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I actually told a patient today? Because patients were saying, like, why should we do these types of treatments? And why should we do kind of the medical grade skincare plans at home? And what I explained it to people is, it's to me, it's the same thing as you going to the dentist and having your teeth cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming to my practice to clean your skin and to get your skin healthy again. And then you go home and you're going to brush your teeth and you're going to put on your medical grade skincare creams, which are going to help maintain your results and keep your skin healthy. And you're going to come and maintain those results with me. You're going to come to my office at least twice a year to get your skin in order. And you know what? I've been doing this now for 6 years since I graduated, and all I see are happy people coming back year to year. Their skin is continuing to improve. They're looking younger today than they did 5 years ago. And I know this because we take 3D pictures of everybody that walks in my office.
Mm-hmm.
And people are generally very happy. It really makes a difference in how you age and the appearance of your skin and your overall skin health. So I love what I do.
That's perfect. Yeah. And you've actually shown me pictures, and which I think is great that you take that initial picture and then you can show as time goes on the improvements. I think that's so important.
It's so important. And it's so interesting to me because we have a camera where it's very standardized and the lighting is the same every picture. And so we take pictures every single visit you walk into my office when you're doing treatments for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible how I look back 4 years or 5 years at people and I look at them today and they've completely transformed. And I don't mean transformed, they look fake, they look artificial, they look incredible and they look younger and their skin looks fresher and they're 5 years older, which is really remarkable.
Yeah.
And I know this stuff works. And the beauty is you don't have to be invasive and harsh on the skin and have this huge downtime. You really don't need it. There's so many non-invasive alternatives you could do these days that really will get your skin health back in check.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you have questions for Dr. Monk. Again, he's here until 8 o'clock. We had a text come in, Ronnie, that says, are there any at-home treatments like a cold cream lotion that would help the skin? Like what? I guess they're looking for...
It says like good old cream lotion. Absolutely. I mean, like I said before, being on a medical-grade skincare program, to me, is crucial. It's like brushing your teeth. It's maintenance. You need to be using creams on your skin. The challenge is it's very hard to know what type of skin you have and what type of creams you should be using, because
mm-hmm.
if you're not using the right stuff, then it's not going to be beneficial for your skin. So this is where in my clinic we have a few people that do skin analysis.
Like Jamie.
Jamie's one of them. We have a couple people like Jamie actually that will sit down with you. They'll evaluate your skin, tell you exactly what type of skin you have, and adjust a treatment regimen based on your skin type. And I see time and time again people coming back, great results, and as long as they maintain their skincare, they look amazing. So it's really important to use creams on your skin. You know, it drives me nuts when people say they wash their face with soap and water. And how many people do that? A lot.
Right.
Because they just aren't educated and they don't know. I don't mean they're very smart people.
Right.
I'm just saying they're not educated about the skin
in that
and
domain.
Skin health.
Yeah.
So you got to do the right things for your skin. And that's a big part of my job, is educating people what's proper to put on their skin.
Yeah, which is super important. And again, if you'd like to ask Ronnie some questions, he's here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. He's also on Facebook Live tonight, so you can join us that way. At MonkMD is the Instagram handle, also Facebook. And of course, MonkMD.com is the website. Can you answer this in 30 seconds before we go to traffic? What can I do for pigmentation along the jawline?
You can do a lot for pigment on the jawline. So I think it's important to know what's the cause of the pigment. Is it sun damage? Is it melasma, which is a medical condition where your skin hyper-produces pigmentation? And then you can tailor the treatment regimen. So whether it's a skincare program that is made up with creams that diminish pigment, or chemical peels, or jet peel, or silk peel, which helps to exfoliate the skin, or sometimes I use lasers that target pigmentation. So there's definitely ways to do it. The key is to use the proper treatment for the given diagnosis, which really takes a proper consultation. But if you're worried about it, you come in, I evaluate, we see exactly what it is, and we tailor your program based on that.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And we are on fire tonight, Ronnie. So many texts coming in to 514-800, which is awesome. I think everybody's in that Valentine's Day mode. They're ready for action.
That's it.
And also, of course, you can join us by phone as well, 514-790-0800. So we're going to get to some of these texts in just a sec. I did want to mention again, if you'd like to reach out to Ronnie and his staff at the office, 514-937-2757 is the phone line. And the website is monkmd.com. That's MUNKMD.com. At MonkMD is the social media handles, and Ronnie is Facebooking live as we speak. So getting to text in just a sec, but I did want to start off, or you know what, I'm going to tease this. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl performance and Shakira and J-Lo. Mm-hmm. Specifically, obviously not their performing, but their maybe aesthetic performance that they put on.
Did you like the performance?
I thought it was amazing.
Me too.
I thought they kicked superstar butt. They were amazing. They were great.
I agree.
So let's get to a text though first. It says, hi, I have brown spots that I want to get rid of, but I'm breastfeeding. Is there anything I can do while I'm still breastfeeding, or should I wait?
So when we actually see a lot of women that are pregnant or breastfeeding with pigmentation issues, and part of the reason is because their hormones are definitely elevated, and so that can trigger a lot of pigmentation coming out. I know my wife, when she had our babies, she was one big freckle.
Like
she
really?
Yeah, she really went
wow,
brown.
Wow, okay.
And she's very freckly to begin with. You would never know because we treat her, but she's very, very freckly usually. So I see this all the time. When you're pregnant or breastfeeding, we're definitely a little limited because we can't do some conventional treatments we would normally do. I don't usually recommend lasers if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. Even chemical peels, we can't do certain peels, but we still do some treatments. So treatments where we infuse either glycolic or other lightening serums that are safe in breastfeeding, we actually have those in my office. We continue to do those on breastfeeding women. And we also have products we recommend, medical grade products that are safe when breastfeeding, that help fight pigmentation. Obviously sunscreen's important too. So if you're breastfeeding and you're having issues, or you're pregnant, there's definitely things you can do. Even though we can't do maybe some conventional stuff, there's definitely still stuff you can do to get on top of your pigment issues.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. There's a text that's, it's pretty long, so I'm just going to say that it's they want to kind of know about different brands of retinol. Like, and I guess, can you explain what that is?
Sure. So there's lots of different types of retinol. So retinol is basically a vitamin A derivative compound, and I recommend it a lot for people with acne or for people that want anti-aging, because number one, it exfoliates the skin, so it stimulates a renewal of the skin. So if you have acne, you're prone to blocked pores, it really helps to clean out the pores, unclog them, and renew the skin. So it really, really helps prevent.
Okay.
I mean, the other thing is it builds collagen. So like me personally, I've been using retinol on my skin for years since I learned about how beneficial it is, because it just helps the skin age properly. It improves texture. Now, when you think about retinols, there's a ton of different types. The ones by prescription, that's usually tretinoin. The problem I find with the prescription retinols is they're quite irritating. Eventually your skin kind of gets used to it and you stop being red and peely, but especially in the first month or two, you're going to peel quite a bit from them. There's over-the-counter retinols, which in my opinion are just not strong enough to give you much of a benefit. I'm not saying they're all bad, but they're not as strong for sure as the prescription retinols. What I often recommend to people, there's also medical grade retinols, which are not necessarily prescription-based, but they're dispensed only by physicians, and they tend to be almost, if not equally, if not even more stronger than prescription retinols without a lot of the irritation potential. So there's a lot of different retinols out there. Best thing to do if you're interested in getting on a retinol is talk to a professional, and they can guide you as to what's best for your skin type.
Okay, perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I did want to ask, actually, we had a text asking, what are your thoughts on the use of facial oils as a means to moisturize mature skin?
I mean, as we age, we all dry out, right? So dry skin in older skin is normal because we lose that moisture and that hydration. The problem with oils is First of all, if you're prone to acne, not a good idea.
Right.
Because it's going to block your pores and make your acne worse. So I usually recommend oil-free products for anybody with acne-prone skin. But if you're trying to hydrate, actually oil is not hydrating enough. So I don't actually usually recommend oils. I usually recommend two things. One is hyaluronic acid, which actually helps to stimulate your own natural hydration factor. So it is helpful for people with really dry skin, especially the winter months. And then on top of that, you need a good moisturizer. Sometimes I recommend one with ceramides, which is basically a very moisturizing factor that helps really moisturize the skin. But anyways, there's some moisturizers that are better than others for really hydration. And but you should moisturize. I don't think oils are enough to moisturize really dry skin.
Didn't you say the last show, and I'm not sure if this is in the summer too, or you mainly are talking about the winter, but you said to make sure that you moisturize like morning, night?
Yeah. I mean, if you're really dry, you should moisturize at least twice a day.
Okay.
If you're prone to eczema, you should be moisturizing your body at least a couple times a day.
Well, okay.
I mean, there's other things that are important. If you're really prone to dry skin that gets irritated, avoid irritants. So what can irritate your skin is hot showers. Everybody takes hot showers.
Yeah.
Everybody I ask is showering with hot water, but yeah, that's actually very irritating for the skin. So if you are prone to irritation, lukewarm water only. Avoid the hot. Avoid perfume, because that's quite irritating for already sensitive skin. Moisturize at least twice a day. Avoid wool fabric. You know, stick to cotton clothing, because it's going to irritate less.
Yeah.
So just changing up those things will often improve sensitive skin.
Okay. Now, before we get to news, we have a couple of moments. So let's talk Shakira, Jennifer Lopez, and how amazing they looked for that Super Bowl performance.
I thought they both looked incredible.
Amazing.
I mean, the question I get over and over from people that watch the Super Bowl and we talk about it and the halftime show is, how did they get ready for that Super Bowl? And I can tell you that they, I mean, aside from eating right and sleep and exercising like crazy, which I'm sure they both did, they did a lot of treatments. I mean, there's no question that both girls look incredible for their age. Shakira's, I think, 43.
Yep, she just turned 43.
50. I mean, how do they maintain that look? How do they get better year to year is the question.
Yeah.
And that's really good, a good dermatologist who's injecting them properly, replacing the lost volume as it's getting lost so they never look older. Good skincare program at home. They're doing laser treatments that even out their skin tone and tighten them. I actually read a report that J-Lo spent about $75,000 doing body treatments, getting ready for the Super Bowl. So whether it's Cool Sculpting or M-Sculpt or True Sculpt or any of these sculpting procedures, I mean, they really work to get your body in shape.
Yeah.
So there's definitely things that they're doing to keep their aesthetic. But look, it's their job. They need
their
looks.
Job. Yeah.
It sells, right? And they're doing an amazing job with that.
They were just fantastic. And I've always admired Jennifer Lopez just for the amount of sheer effort she puts into staying in shape, like in all the shape, like whether it's, like you said, eating properly or, you know, I think she's, did she do a marathon? I think she's done a marathon, like a couple, like, you know, 5-10 years ago, she did like a half marathon or marathon. Like, she's committed.
She looks like the epitome of health,
right?
Like, her focus is incredible. I mean, yes, everybody can go do treatments, but not everybody can perform like that and be as determined.
Yeah.
So there's something very special about her, obviously.
She's, you know, an athlete. She's an athlete, 100%.
1,000%. I've seen videos of her bench pressing and lifting. I mean, she's really fit and active.
And I always laugh too, Ronnie, because when she turned 50, like, she probably got a million cakes. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure she had one bite maybe out of all of them. Like, she's focused.
She's focused. But look, I always look at treatments. When I do treatments for people, it's not the only solution. You got to live a healthy life. Don't smoke, limit your drinking, get enough sleep, reduce your stress if you can. I mean, all those things are important, but for sure, doing stuff for you, making yourself feel better, look better, it goes a long way in terms of how you behave and how you feel about yourself.
You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:36, -3 right now in downtown Montreal. Thank you so much for spending time with us on the program. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. He's here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you've got questions for Ronnie. And I have to say, lots of texts coming in, so we're going to get to a few more in just a sec. Ronnie, I kind of wanted to start off asking you, what's the difference between your clinic and maybe others in the city? Because, like, I think there's probably a few of you around. So just like, what sets you apart?
You know what? There's a lot of people that have cosmetic practices, and there's a lot of med spas opening up in the city. I think what really sets me apart and my clinic, my practice, is number one, I'm a dermatologist. So I really specialize in skin. Which is important because whenever you're doing treatments for your skin, you want to make sure that, you know, you're doing the right treatment for you, somebody that really understands how the skin works and the physiology of the skin. So I really think it's important if you're going to invest and you want to see results. But the other aspect is I'm a dermatologist with a specialty in lasers and cosmetics. And so my focus, I mean, my passion, as you know, is really cosmetics. I love, love, love doing injections on people. That's what I spend most of my time doing. And, you know, my forte is keeping it very natural and I think delivering effective, safe results. So what separates me from other practices? I mean, look, there's a lot of people that do what I do, but I think my team is one thing that separates my practice. I mean, I have a very dedicated team that really just care. We care about our patients. We want to see our patients happy and we want to get them results. And you know what? We're like a family. Like we feel close to our patients. And the beauty of what I do is I see the same people over and over. They're coming in every few months, whether it's injecting with me or doing some laser sessions or whatever they're doing. So I really build relationships with people. I think the other thing I do a lot is I specialize in CO2 laser. So, you know, you go to a lot of dermatologists and they'll cut things off the skin, whether it's a mole or an age spot or cancer, they'll cut it off. I laser those things off. And there, I don't think there's a lot of people that do it that way. And I really think that it separates me because I get great results, minimal scarring. And even if it's a medical issue like a basal cell or a skin cancer on the nose, I'm going to be able to remove it without leaving much of a scar on the skin. And I don't think that a lot of other specialists in the city can do that. So I think there's a lot of great specialists out there. I'm definitely not the only one that does it this way, but I definitely think that being a specialist and having, being passionate about what I do and having a practice based on skin health definitely separates my clinic from others.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text to reach Dr. Monk. He's here until 8 o'clock. Are there, because we have a text that's come in to 514-800 saying, are there products besides injections to fill the lines around the lips and what products could be used underneath the eyes?
You know what? Lip lines are really tough.
I feel they would be.
They're tough because you move your mouth a lot. So a lot of those lines are movement. You know, people that kiss a lot, whistle a lot, they're constantly pursing their lips.
Right.
And that will contribute to lip lines. For sure, if you're smoking, you're constantly pursing your lips and that's going to contribute to lip lines. So look, there's a lot of things that you can do for them, but the best results I've ever had with people is combination. I never really recommend one treatment because you have to address kind of all the angles. So look, we get older, we lose volume, our lips get thinner, you see lip lines more. This is why I inject filler into the lips. Do I inject filler into the lips to give people big, unnatural duck lips? Absolutely not. It's to restore natural volume. Should everybody inject their lips? Well, I think so, but not everybody's going to inject their lips. It's not for everybody, and I get that. So what else can you do to improve the lip lines? You can also do lasers. I mean, we do various things from microneedling to CO2 lasers. So these are lasers that stimulate collagen and improve the texture of the skin, and those will improve lip lines quite a bit. So if you're willing to take all my suggestions, then you're going to do multiple things. You're going to probably laser your lip lines and on top of that, inject that to maintain those results over time and prevent further volume loss. But we tailor the program based on what you want to achieve and what you're willing to do.
Are there lots of misconceptions, Ronnie, about when you should start treating your skin? Because I think, you know, a lot of people might think, I'm safe till I'm 40.
Yeah, I mean, everybody thinks that because we only notice signs of aging when we're 40. But you know what's interesting? Aging happens as early as our early 20s, and we lose about 10 to 30% of our collagen per year starting at the age of 22. So we're aging as of 22, and every year to year we're getting older and our skin's not replenishing as quickly, but the accumulation only leads to visible changes by the time you're in your late 30s to 40s. When should you start treating? You should start treating really young. I mean, I treat my 4-year-old now. I put sunscreen on her every single day and moisturizer to keep her skin smooth. So that's preventative. If you're 13 and you have blocked pores and acne, you should be treating your skin. You should be doing some peels or creams at home to get your skin in order. If you're in your 20s and you start noticing uneven skin, fine lines, you should be doing preventative treatment, whether it's a chemical peel or laser to help even out your skin tone, or maybe even a little bit of Botox. Just starting with a little Botox in your 20s is a good idea, because those lines are going to come. The muscles are going to start pulling. You're going to start to notice those lines on your forehead and between your eyebrows. If you start before they form, you're never going to get them. They're never going to form. You know, I see so many people in their 60s that come to me first time, they've never done treatment, and I start treating them and they look better. And when I see them on follow-up, I can't tell you how many of them tell me, I don't know why I didn't do this years ago. I feel amazing. I look great. Why didn't I start years ago? And I say to them, spread the word.
Right.
You know, like, start early, because at a certain point, you're going to invest a lot more money to get a result, and it could have all been prevented, and you would have always had the potential to look and feel your best from an early age. So I really am a proponent of starting early. That being said, if a young girl comes to me and wants to do injections and I really don't think it's going to benefit her, I'm not going to do it. I'm really only going to do it if I feel that there's benefit to it. Because for me, it's all about safety and making a difference in skin health. It's not really about... it's not a business for me. It's more, I want to make a difference and impact my patients' lives and how they feel about themselves. And so I do what I feel's right. And I don't really care about their age.
Okay.
So some people will tell me, will you inject a 16-year-old? It's like, yeah, I will if they need it. If they don't need it, I'm not going to do it. Is it possible a 16-year-old needs injections? 100%. Because some of them have very deep eyes because it's genetic. Some of them have no chin or jaw because it's genetic. So yes, they also need treatment if they need it. Am I going to go to town on them? Absolutely not. I'm going to be safe and do what I feel is right for them.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. If we can try to get this one in before traffic, Ronnie. I have an appointment to have sunspots removed with liquid nitrogen. I'm wondering if I will have white spots after the treatment. Thank you.
So if you go see a general dermatologist to have spots removed, most of them will burn sunspots with liquid nitrogen. I definitely don't recommend it, and I'll tell you why. Because liquid nitrogen is not precise. So liquid nitrogen just destroys the skin. Okay, so if you have brown spots, it's going to fade your brown spot, but it's also going to treat the normal skin and can easily leave irregular pigmentation after, whether it's a white spot or a darker spot. And that's very different than lasers. So we have very precise and specific lasers that treat pigmentation. Mm-hmm. And they're not really affecting the skin. They're really just targeting the pigmentation in the skin. And the risk of having any discoloration after the laser is much, much less compared to doing liquid nitrogen. So me too. I mean, when I finished residency, that's what I learned. And I often used liquid nitrogen. And then when I started specializing in laser and I learned about laser physics in the skin and how it works, I totally changed my practice. And it's extremely rare that I do liquid nitrogen these days because we have better means to remove things. To me, liquid nitrogen is more archaic. That's mm-hmm. how it was always done in the olden days. We have new technology that will do it better and less risky for the skin. So I definitely think you should do a bit of research before you go and have your spots burnt with the liquid nitrogen.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for spending time with us on the program. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text here until 8 o'clock. Ronnie, a text came in over the traffic break. My daughter is 20. She's beautiful, but she ends up getting acne on her cheeks when she's either stressed or about to menstruate. We would like to help her out, but we're not sure what to do.
So common that girls break out around the time of their periods. It's a really common thing.
Because that's the hormones are all kind of...
Yeah, the hormones are more elevated and variable around that time. So a lot of people break out. I mean, there's a lot you can do. You know, I think the best thing I would advise is to really come in for a consult, because there's different types of acne and it really depends on what's going on to target the proper... to pick the right treatment. So if somebody has a lot of blocked pores in my office, I'll often get them on a good skincare program with medical grade stuff, like I told you before, retinol and that sort of thing. And then I'll do treatments like different types of peels. And I like the peels we do because they're not painful and there's minimal downtime.
Okay.
So young people love them. They really refresh the skin. We talked about it last show a lot about jet peel.
Yes.
Brand new treatment we do in my office that is really amazing how it infuses serums into the skin and you get really nice clearing of acne and all sorts of skin issues with this treatment without downtime. So people are really loving it and we're doing it quite a bit now. Anyway, so that's one thing. If you have more bigger pimples, pus, more inflammation, sometimes I'll treat medically with medication, whether it's an antibiotic or birth control, on top of a good skincare program. So really takes a good consult to know what's going on, what you need, and then we tailor the treatment to that.
Okay. Here's a question that I'm not sure we've talked about before, but can you reapply sunscreen over makeup?
I feel like it would be difficult.
No? I would think so too.
So I think I would put sunscreen on first and then put makeup. That's you know what my staff really recommends to our patients, and it's excellent, is they have makeups these days with minerals inside.
Okay.
So we often get our patients using, if they wear makeup, a makeup with pure zinc inside. So the SPF is excellent makeup. You actually don't need to add a sunscreen in there. And it's a beautiful makeup, and it's mineral, so it doesn't block the pores and cause more acne. And there's great options. So if you're interested, I mean, you could always call my clinic and speak to my staff about it. And like I said, we have a couple skincare consultants that could definitely help you.
Okay. 514-937-2757 is the number to the office, by the way. Speaking of the office, I know that you have a special Valentine's Day situation going on this week. And so let's talk a little bit about that. I love that it's called Share the Love. And so if you refer a patient to Dr. Monk, you both get...
So refer a friend, and if you guys both do treatments, you both get $50 towards your treatment.
That's amazing.
And the more you refer, the more you save, because it applies to each friend you send.
That's awesome.
So I think it's a great thing, and we're always looking to give back to our patients, and we want to say thank you for sending people, and this is just a way for us to say thanks.
And you can find out more information, of course, at the office, 514-937-2757, and the website is monkmd.com. I want to talk a little bit about Oscars with you, because this was, you know, film's biggest night just a couple of nights ago, and of course, the A-listers, you know, on fire, making sure that they look red carpet ready. I'm sure none of them ate anything crazy at Christmas just to be ready for this.
Sure.
So, and I know like an In-N-Out burger is the way that they go as soon as they're done with the show.
I heard it's the busiest place to go after the Oscars.
Exactly. They get to let loose and maybe, fix the belt a little bit looser. But a question I would have for you, because I just thought he looked amazing, and I believe he's either 55 or 56, I think, is Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
So we don't often talk about the men, I should should say, but like, what's he doing to look this great?
I mean, look, men do a lot of treatments these days. When I first started practicing, my male population was probably, for aesthetics, was probably about 5%. I think it's at about 15%. So it's definitely not the majority of my practice, but I still treat quite a bit of men, and it's becoming more and more popular among the men. They want to look better. They want to match their wives or their partners. We want to look good too. What does Brad Pitt do? I mean, look, the guy has wrinkles, so he's not doing Botox. Yeah. Could he have done a bit of filler to sharpen his jawline and chin and that sort of thing? For sure. Is he doing it? I mean, I have no idea. I'm not his dermatologist, but he could be doing it. Can he also just have great genetics and age really nicely? It's possible, right? Genetics do play a role. Mm-hmm. The way I think about injections in general and all of these things, these cosmetic treatments, is you take your genetics, which are either good or not so good, and you improve upon them. If you have good genes and then you do treatments on yourself, you're going to just, we call it beautification. You're going to make yourself as beautiful as physically possible. If you don't have good genes and you do treatments, so a good way to do it is look at your parents. How are they aging? Do they have a lot of wrinkles? Do they have jowls? Do they have a lot of sagging? How are they aging? You're going to age very similar to them. If you really aren't blessed in the genetics department, then if you're proactive and you do some treatments on your skin, you're going to age better than them. You're going to always be able to look and feel your best. So by doing treatments, you're putting the odds in your favor, right? You're putting all your eggs in the basket. You're gonna just give yourself the best chance at aging as naturally and as well as possible. That's how I look at it. But look, Brad Pitt, great genetics. Maybe he's doing stuff. Maybe he isn't. I mean, he has a really sharp jawline for a... How old is he?
Again, 55 or 56, somewhere 50s. Around there.
He has a super sharp jawline. I wouldn't be surprised if he is doing treatment, but he's definitely not doing Botox on the upper face because he has deep wrinkles there. But they kind of give him his boyish, mannish good looks. So it's not for everybody. If he came to me, would I suggest he do a bit of Botox up top there? Probably not. I mean, the guy's an actor. He has to be able to express fully. So, you know, and I have actor patients and I don't Botox them necessarily up there, or I do baby Botox, but I do other stuff on them that nobody would be able to perceive because that's what really makes a difference for them. So they could be doing other stuff and not necessarily Botox, but he looks great. He looks natural.
Here's a question. We have like less than a minute, so I'm hoping you can quickly answer this because I don't think I've ever asked you this one before. For men who have like that sort of 5 o'clock scruff going on, do a lot of those guys end up getting like sensitivity to skin when they're shaving or kind of making that, you know, like, is that a problem for guys?
For sure it could be. I see a lot of irritation with shaving. Okay. I actually have some men coming to me to do laser hair removal on their face because they're so tired of shaving and having recurrent irritation.
Okay.
So it is a common problem. I mean, what I'll usually do is I'll usually prescribe an anti-inflammatory cream, get them on some moisturizers, get them also exfoliating, which most men don't like creams and don't cream their skin, which is silly and really makes more problems as we get older. So I think just general recommendations and changing up your skincare routine can make a big difference for that sort of problem.
Perfect. Ronnie, I love when you come hang out with us.
This was fun, Kelly. Love being here.
Thank you so much. Oh, can you quickly say goodnight to your girls?
I have to say goodnight to my three beauties, Gabby, Jamie, Avery, and my beautiful wife, Gail.
Perfect.
And I'll see them soon and love them.
So we'll have Dr. Monk back next month, that's for sure. And if you'd like to reach out to him at his office, 514-937-2757, monkmd.com is the website. My thanks to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Coming up after the news, it's The Night Side with John Pohl on CJAD.